Welcome to the Anchor Church Podcast. Each week, we'll bring you the teaching from our central campus. We hope it's an encouragement to you. Thanks for listening.
So my friend who's interested in following Jesus, but not yet a Jesus follower, and I were having a conversation a couple weeks, maybe a month ago, and he said, I just don't think I can do it. And I said, what exactly? He said, start following Jesus. And I said, well, why? You know, I had a vested interest in him pursuing Jesus and wanted to see that for him. He says, the idea of faith is hard for me. He goes, I just want to be, I don't know if I could do it, if I could take that step. I think the topic of faith is probably one of the most confusing topics for followers of Jesus and those that aren't yet followers of Jesus. Because I think that a lot of times we expect when we make a big decision, whether it's, following Jesus or whatever, is we want certainty. Wouldn't certainty feel good? Yes. To have no questions and all answers. The problem is that there is no such thing as certainty in any area of life. Well, think about the word faith. It actually means to trust. Rowan Williams said this, a theologian. He says, faith is not about feeling certain. It's about trusting God in the face of uncertainty. And you actually, I have this belief that faith, whether you're a person of, whether you're a follower of Jesus or not, faith is actually the central part of all of our existence. If you take trust away from your life, you actually don't have a life, because our life depends on trust. It depends on faith. I did a wedding, small wedding, in our lobby a couple weeks ago. And it was a very, humble ceremony. They wanted me to sign the paper, and I know we did premarital counseling, and they're going to have another bigger ceremony, but this was a humble ceremony, just about getting it done. And but I was still struck there in the church lobby with the witnesses present, the vows, right? For richer and poorer, in sickness and in health. What is that vow of commitment but just a proclamation of trust? Because they know the character of the person, they're getting married. They know the character of the person they are saying yes to. They have seen that person in past over years, but they're making, based off that, a confession, a commitment, a declaration of trust.